We've talked about burnout in medicine before. Yeah, about how the demands on doctors these days, oh man, they seem like they're just getting worse, you know? And it got me thinking, like, how can we give physicians like better tools to deal with all that stress, but also, you know, at the same time, make sure patients are getting even better care. And then you sent over all these doctor testimonials about medical CBT training from CBT Canada. And wow, these physicians are like, I don't even know. They're just ecstatic.
Yeah, it's really something. I think what struck me right away was just how different all these doctors are. You know, we're talking over 50 top physicians, even presidents of medical colleges, department heads. So these are experienced people. They've seen it all. And they're just like raving about
Like
this.
they found some kind of secret weapon, right? Like, where has this been all my career?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it's not even just about mental health,
But
right?
it's not. This is medical CBT we're talking about
Yeah.
here. And it's all about, you know, training doctors to use these really practical CBT techniques that they can actually integrate into like any medical specialty. So we're really talking about addressing the connection between the mind and body,
Right.
which obviously is hugely important for health and well-being.
So it's not just about like treating conditions, it's about giving doctors actual tools to understand and address all that psychological and emotional stuff that comes along with every health issue.
Yeah. Like, imagine this. A patient comes in and they've got chronic pain. Okay. So traditional medicine, you know, it might only focus on those physical symptoms. But with this training, doctors can actually figure out if the patient's anxiety, you know, or just like their negative thought patterns are actually making their pain worse. And this is the important part it gives them, the doctors. I mean, concrete strategies they can use to actually help that patient, help them manage all those thoughts and feelings. And that obviously leads to way better outcomes for the patient.
Okay, so it's like you got to treat the whole person, not just, you know, whatever disease they have on paper. That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of making sense, one of the testimonials, it was Dr. Nadia Nair. She's chief of family medicine at Belleville General Hospital. And she said that this training was, and this is a quote, ready to use immediately, which, I mean, come on, for a busy physician like Dr. Nair, that's
Oh,
huge.
for sure. It's essential, really. Doctors are just, I mean, they're slammed. So they need practical tools, right? Tools they can use right away, not just more theory. And that's something that comes up again and again in these testimonials, actually. It's not just Dr. Nair, it's like a chorus. All these physicians are saying this training is something they can actually apply, like day to day
Well,
in their practice.
if you think about it, it makes total sense, right? I mean, doctors want to help people. That's why they do what they do. They want to make a difference.
I mean, it can be completely overwhelming, right? The demands, the sheer number of patients, the paperwork.
Oh, tell me about it.
And that's another area where medical CBT can really like change the game. Because it's not just about better care for the patients. It's about, you know, it's about physician well-being too.
Because if you're burnt out, you can't help anybody. You know, it's funny, when I was reading through these testimonials, I noticed that a lot of the doctors said this training helped them like remember why they got into medicine in the first place. Like they rediscovered the joy in it.
It's true.
Even Dr. Tim Kalataluk, he's from the Alberta College of Family Physicians, by the way. He said that it, and this is a quote, he said, it rekindles the spirit and enthusiasm for medical practice.
And that is a powerful statement.
Yeah, it really is. And it goes back to that other benefit we were talking about, physician well-being. You know, CBT is about understanding and, you know, managing your own thoughts, your reactions to things. So these doctors, they're not only learning techniques to, you know, to help their patients deal with stress and anxiety and all that, but they're also in the process, they're building up their own resilience at the same time.
It's like a two-for-one deal. Better patient outcomes and less burnout. Sign me up.
And it's interesting because this seems to be something that really resonates across all different specialties. You've got Dr. Shane Devlin, he's a gastroenterologist, and he talks about how valuable this is for his patients that have inflammatory bowel disease, which we know is like incredibly stressful to deal with. And it's not just him. You've got Dr. Jerry McKeon, he's chief of surgery at Dalhousie University, so we're talking vascular surgeon here. And even he was surprised by how relevant this was to what he does.
Amazing.
So clearly that psychological part of, you know, health and well-being, it really is universal. It doesn't matter what you specialize in.
Think about it. It doesn't matter if you're a cardiologist, an oncologist, a dermatologist. You're dealing with people.
Right.
And people come into the exam room with anxieties, fears, all of that.
Yeah.
And this training gives doctors a way to actually, you know, address those things, you know, right up front.
And you know what else seems to be a big takeaway from these testimonials? That focus on communication.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there was this one from Dr. Johanna Murphy. She's the one who runs the General Internal Medicine Fellowship. And she was talking about how, you know, she wished she had had this training back when she was in med school.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And she was talking about all these, like, these really important, pithy pearls, she called them, these pearls of wisdom that really just clicked.
Yeah.
And it's not even just about, you know, new knowledge. It's a whole different way of thinking, you know?
100% a shift. Mm-hmm. Like a shift from this, you know, purely biomedical module of medicine to one that's like, okay, the mind and body, they're totally connected.
Right.
And we can't ignore that. In fact, we have to look at it. We have to understand it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Bassem Uthman, he's professor of neurology, by the way, at Will Cornell Medical College over in Qatar. He said that these techniques, they actually like totally changed the way he talks to his patients now.
Interesting.
And that it made that doctor-patient relationship way stronger.
Which, honestly, when it comes down to it, that's what good medicine is all about, right?
100%.
It doesn't matter how much, you know, if you can't talk to your patient, if you can't make them feel heard and understood, then treatment is going to be that much harder.
Absolutely. You're preaching to the choir here. And the best part is, this training, it stresses how important it is to build that connection right from the very first time you meet a patient.
Oh.
So it's about really listening to your patient, right?
Yeah.
Like actually hearing them and making them feel heard and understood. And then it's about working together to figure things out.
And the effects of that, I mean, they go way beyond just, you know, feeling good. There's this really interesting example from Dr. Philip Wright. He's an oncologist. And he talks about how essential these tools are for his patients, especially the ones who've just been diagnosed with cancer.
Right, right.
Because they're going through, I mean, let's be honest, they're going through one of the most difficult, the most emotionally charged experiences anyone can go through.
Absolutely.
And so to be able to offer those patients something more, something beyond just the medical treatment, to give them something they can actually use to like manage their fear and anxiety and all that uncertainty, that's incredible.
It's amazing. That one really stuck with me too.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it made me wonder, why isn't this kind of training already happening in medical school? Like, what if every single medical student was taught these techniques from day one?
Right. It's like you're giving them a superpower.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what's even more telling? It's not just other medical specialties that see how important this is. We even have Dr. Rhonda Somerville. She's a psychiatrist. And she said that she actually finds this training more useful than her traditional psychiatric training.
Wow. Okay, so if a psychiatrist is saying that,
right,
then, I mean, come on, we're definitely onto something here. It makes you wonder about the state of medicine today, you know? Like, how come this kind of training is seen as such a revolutionary thing?
It's a really good question. I think it might mean that, you know, people are starting to realize that the way doctors are trained, the traditional way, I mean, well, it doesn't really do much to prepare them to deal with the, you know, the psychological and emotional stuff that comes up.
Right.
Both for their patients and for themselves.
It's like we're finally ready to admit that, like, yeah, mental and emotional well-being are a part of physical health.
Exactly. You can't separate them.
Yeah.
But for so long, we've been treating those parts of care, you know, like they're totally separate things.
Yeah.
Or just.
Yeah.
Like they're not that important.
Yeah, like a footnote.
Right. But these testimonials, what they tell me is that people are, they're ready for a change.
Yeah.
They want a different approach. Something more holistic, something that actually takes everything into account.
Yeah, like they're saying, look, we became doctors to treat the whole person, okay, not just read a chart and hand out pills. So, you know, give us the tools that'll actually let us do that.
Yes. And that's what's so exciting about this whole medical CBT thing. It's not just some temporary fix. It's like, okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's a totally different way of looking at things.
Okay.
It's realizing how powerful that mind-body connection really is, and then giving doctors the actual skills to use it.
Right.
To help their patients get better and to feel better themselves.
And, you know, I keep coming back to this, but it's, I don't know, it's just amazing to me how consistent all these testimonials are. It's not just one or two doctors who are like, yeah, it was great. This is like dozens, all different specialties, tons of experience, and they're all saying the same thing.
I know, right?
This training is valuable, it works, and it's making a difference.
It is. And that brings us back to what you said at the very beginning.
Yeah.
About these doctors just being so incredibly enthusiastic about this training. It's not just, you know, thank you, that was nice. This is different. This is like real excitement.
Right. It's like they've been set free or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And these are respected people.
Yeah.
So that says a lot.
It does. It really does. And it really makes you wonder if medical CBT is as, you know, as powerful as these doctors say it is. What happens if we don't start using it more? I mean, like, shouldn't this be part of every doctor's training?
Big questions. Important questions.
Yeah.
Because really, this isn't even just about how we train doctors anymore. This is about the future of healthcare.
Wow. You know what? You're right. Okay. Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today.
I hope so.
I think this was a really, really good deep dive. So until next time, everyone, take care of yourselves.
Take care.